This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo will not be traveling to Ukraine, so he can stay in Washington to focus on the situation in Iraq. In a statement Wednesday, State Department spokeswoman Morgan Ortega said Pompeo had postponed the trip to Ukraine, Belarus, Kazakhstan, and Cyprus because he was needed in Washington to monitor ongoing developments in Iraq. Ortega said the trip would be rescheduled in the near future, and in her words, the secretary looks forward to the trip at that time. Pompeo was scheduled to be the most senior U.S. official to visit Ukraine since the 2019 scandal that led to the impeachment of President Donald Trump. Meanwhile, Iranian-backed paramilitary groups protesting U.S. airstrikes in Iraq withdrew from the U.S. embassy in Baghdad on Wednesday after a second day of protests. Reuters' Matthew LaRotunda has more.
The Iran-backed paramilitary groups tied to violent protests laying siege to the U.S. embassy in Baghdad have now convinced their supporters to withdraw after the U.S. deployed hundreds of additional troops from a unit created as a response to the 2012 Libya consulate disaster. Mohammed al-Haydari is a ranking member of the coalition known as the Popular Mobilization Forces. The PMF leadership says their message has been heard and never intended for violence. Back in the United States, the New Year's political fallout has been swift. The president has threatened to retaliate against Iran, but also says he doesn't see war happening.
That's Matthew LaRotunda of Reuters. And mourners are leaving flowers and other mementos at a zoo in western Germany after fire raced through the facility in the first few minutes of the new year, killing more than 30 animals. Police said paper sky lanterns launched nearby are possibly to blame. This is VOA News. The toll to life and property keeps rising in Australia's devastating brush fires. Julian Satterthwaite reports at least 17 people are now confirmed dead nationwide, while hundreds of homes have been destroyed.
Police say around 200 homes have been destroyed, but caution that's an early estimate. Wednesday brought cooler conditions and a little respite. But there are still more than 100 blazes in the state of New South Wales alone. Overnight, thousands of Australians took refuge on beaches and in small boats to escape the inferno on land. Navy ships and helicopters are being brought in to help with supplies and evacuations. Now any relief from the fires may be temporary. By Saturday, officials expect a return to the scorching weather that created the tinder dry conditions.
That's Julian Satterthwaite reporting. Hong Kong welcomed the new year with protests spilling into the streets on New Year's Eve and thousands of protesters marching across the city on New Year's Day. Reuters correspondent Libby Hogan has more.
Wednesday's march was approved by the police and called on authorities to respond to protesters' demands after more than 6 months of pro-democracy protests. There's been no rest for the protesters during the New Year's Eve celebrations. Last night, Hong Kong's main fireworks display was cancelled by the government, citing security concerns. Instead, a light show took its place. A throng of protesters joined arms and then formed a human chain. And a group waved flags along the waterfront, chanting, "Liberate Hong Kong, five demands, not one less." The song references their calls for the release of protesters still behind bars and an independent inquiry into alleged police brutality.
That's Reuters' Libby Hogan. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has threatened to resume long-range missile and nuclear tests. As VOA's Bill Gallo reports, Kim also warned of an unspecified shocking action if the United States does not soften its stance in nuclear talks.
In his annual New Year's Day comments, Kim Jong-un announced he is no longer bound by his self-imposed moratorium on nuclear or long-range missile tests. It is the clearest indication yet that North Korea may soon resume major provocations. But although Kim's speech was full of threats, most came with conditions, suggesting North Korea is still open to talking. Kim wants the United States to relax sanctions. He also wants a formal end to joint military exercises with South Korea.
That's Bill Gallo of VOA reporting from Seoul. For more on these stories, visit voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.